unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, unto the Lord be the glory. Say great things he unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, unto the Lord be the glory. Lord, great things he has done, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. Hallelujah. Got some texts from some members of the churches who will not be here today for some reason. We pray that God will help them and keep them in Jesus' mighty name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank God at this hour for the hour of the message. We ask that the Spirit of God will take control to anoint us, Lord Jehovah God, to receive your word and to be a blessing this day in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Pay attention. I will not be speaking too loud. It is a kind of teaching message, and I believe God will bless our heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. The Lord is good. Hallelujah. I say the Lord is all the time. Say, unto the Lord be the glory for great things he has done. Amen. Today we are going to speak on something just encouraging our hearts. The topic of the message is found in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. If you can put it on the board, David, or whoever is there. 6:12, and it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Our topic is actually taken in that first phrase, for we wrestle. Change that word wrestle to struggle. For we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. And we bring more light as we go along. So the topic of the message by the grace of God this morning is there is no growth without struggle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. There is no growing up without struggle. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So for those of us who see the struggle as a disadvantage, as a problem, without those struggles you are going through in life, you will not grow. The objective of this message is twofold. One, to know that there can be benefit in our struggle to grow. Two, is to encourage us not to faint, but to continue to fight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I made a note here. I said, in every area of life, we struggle to achieve growth. There is a bedpan we must go through to excel or succeed. The end of every successful story is always appealing to us. When you hear a story and the end is wonderful, you know, you take joy in that end of the story. It turned out pretty well, like the Job's end of story, like Paul's end of story, Apostle Paul's end of story, like Joseph, the chief minister of the whole world, end of story. Like Jacob, who became blessed after he was called a supplanter for years and years of his life. But the end of story is only a picture in time. The end of story is usually a picture in time, a moment. For that end of story to get to that point, there has been a sequence of oppression, things that
coming to place, the struggle, the battle, the war, the night of frustration, the time of pain, the process of growth that went into effect for the end of story to happen. And then I tell you the end of the story, and you say, "Bless God, yeah, he turned to be this or this happened." But there is a process. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You will see some advertisement, 30 seconds of advertisement. Don't stay there, come to our school and you will become a doctor, or you will become an engineer, you will become this and that and that. And they put it in such a way that from one to end is like 30 seconds. That's the end of story they want you to see. And you say, "I want to become that." And you go and register. Then you find out you have to go through 4 years of struggle to get to that point. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is always a struggle to achieve growth. Amen? If you do not struggle, you will become like what the Bible says, those who are at ease in Zion. And what did the scripture say about those that is at ease in Zion? I believe it is in Hosea 6 or something like that, 6:1. We're not going to put it on the board. Don't worry about it. It says, "Woe to those who are at ease in Zion." In other words, woe is like a calamity. It's like a big problem. When you become at ease in Zion, we were talking this morning about the challenge thrown to us, or the question asked by our brother Lucky, why is this thing not happening? I listened to all the message everybody is giving. They are all right in one way or the other. But the truth is that you, me, are not doing it. We have become lazy Christians. We are at ease in Zion. And we want to see the end of story without having to go through the process. What wonderful thing would have been if you heard that Emmanuel have done what I should do yesterday. It will be a testimony. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, he said, "Woe unto those who are at ease in Zion, because those ones has refused to struggle, there will be no progress. For it means you have decided to stand down. It means you have raised your hand in surrender. It means you have thrown in the towel." Those are the processes that people have to go through to be able to grow. Is the process of struggle. Is the process of fighting so that you can grow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. When you fight, you grow. When you struggle, you grow. Some people go the other way around. We are going to touch all those things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For those of us who are in the medical line, be nurses or doctors or whatever, you probably have gone through some training they call psychology. In the psychology classes, we can take an example from different areas of life and explain where we are going to this morning. Just bear with me. One of those areas, we can use the elements, the things that God has created, as an example. We can use the tree to show you the process of growth. The three mighty tree you see today, there's a growth process, a struggle they have to go through different layers of the earth for the roots to get down and down and down until they find water. And so you see trees today, huge trees. But there is a process of growth. We human beings also have a process of growth. And I'm going to use us as an example in the natural. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Erickson was one of the psychology, the giant of his time. And he came up with 7 stages of growth. 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. At least 7 that I think I read about. And in these 7 stages of growth, he decided that if you do not achieve the growth on this one stage and master that stage and then try to go to the next stage, you will have more difficulty in the next stage. And as you continue in life, people have problems because they have not achieved, excelled, succeeded in one area of growth or struggle and try to go to the next. So the progression is somehow retarded because you are not doing well. What are those seven stages of growth? I used to remember them, but infancy is one of them. At the early stage or the first stage, that is 0 to 18 months, or thereby, there can be negative or positive. Trust or mistrust is what a child will develop at that age. The second stage is the early childhood. That is the stage of toddlers, maybe 2 to 3 years of age. Then we have the preschool age. Then we have the school age. The preschool age, you can become initiative or guilt with setting. I will explain a little more. We have the school age, industry or inferiority. We have the adolescence, identity or confusion. We have the adult, young adult. This is intimacy or isolation. And then we have the middle adulthood, which is generality or stagnation, and maturity and death in the last age, which will result to either ego integrity or despair. And in my research, in looking even at the time of school, I saw that these things agree with the Bible. So I'm going to use it as a little example. Take, for instance, a small child. You say, what struggle does a small child have to go through? A small child of 0, from the day she was born or he was born, and from that time the nurse spanked him or whatever, and he shouted that large wail, wah! The first cry, the struggle continues. And that struggle will never end. Get it into your head in case you face discouragement. The only time we have utopia is when we are in the kingdom of God. But as long as we are in this life, there will be struggle. But in the struggles, there is progress. Because without struggle, there is no progress. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Spiritually, many Christians have become ease at ease in Zion. We are no more struggle. That is why we are not raising the dead. That's why we are not doing. I remember time we take time for 5 days, nobody announcing fasting, 7 days, 10 days, and fast through. And you start to get revelation. Your faith start to build up. You start to fight. You start to know the dimensions of the natural and the spiritual. You start to have spiritual dreams and revelation. Those are the process of growth. But today is Sunday medicine. We come to church, we dance around, we dress up, we go home, and we put away our Bible more or less. Once in a while, some of us try to do something. But there is no real seriousness in the household of God. What is the struggle for a small kid? They have to overcome that stage they call the infancy to be able to go to the next stage called the childhood or the toddler age. A small child has to be able to feed. If they have problem feeding well, as many children do, they develop certain type of sickness and their growth is stagnated. You say that what is another struggle? To crawl, to walk, to stand up and run within that stage is a struggle, but each one he conquers, the day he started crawling, mama will say, hey, my little baby is crawling. They will throw a toy, he'll crawl further. Another day he stands, everybody is happy. When he took his first walk, flashes, camera is going to take the picture. In the heart of that child, he knew he has overcome an obstacle. He built trust, not only on the caregiver, but on himself. If he couldn't walk or move at that age, there is immediately a decline in the way the child thinks of himself or herself. Then he goes to the early childhood of toddler. You say, what is the problem that a two-year-old, that is one of the age that people develop major problem in their life. That is the age of tantrum. That is the age that they discuss and say that it is autonomy versus shame. Autonomy, independence, potty training, go and pee. Not in your diaper, but in the toilet. Your mommy tried to teach you, another day you have an accident, another day you have an accident. You woke up in the night fearing that I have an accident, mommy will look at it and be unhappy with me. That's that affect them. But the day that child learns how to even pee, which is easy for me and you, because we have outgrown that stage, it becomes like a big something. Hey, everybody's happy. Now he doesn't have to pee in his diaper on the bed. He can wake up and go and pee or potty train. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Those are stages of growth. Those are challenges that people face. We are talking of the natural before I put it through across to the spiritual. Preschool age. From there you go to the school age. Then you go to the, I'm not going to define all of them, adolescence and stuff, that is the teenager level. What happened at that age? Identity clash versus confusion. That is when they start to think, who am I? Am I this or am I that? They want to identify. They want to identify with their peers, with the people of their own level. And if they cannot readjust at that age, if they have failed in the first age or second stage of growth, they did not fully overcome the obstacles that makes them to grow, and then they will go into confusion. But if they have overcome the obstacle of that age, of different age, then they will have know who they are. They can identify who they are. They can be sure of who they are. They have no confusion about their personality. Some of us have not outgrown our first year or the infancy level in Christianity. Some of us are still in the toddler level because we refuse to fight or to do what is necessary for growth. And that is why we are still children, even though we are adults in the Lord. My little children, Paul called them. Remember one picture I saw? A man with beer and all the bears and stuff, and the lady was carrying her and feeding, that is a Bible distinct, feeding him with a feeding bottle. And that is what they used to say about people who should be mature but are still children. The stages of growth, some of us are still throwing tantrum today because we have not overcome that stage. We are limiting ourselves when we refuse to fight for the struggle to achieve growth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10 to 14. This is what we need to do to continue our spiritual struggle, therefore making progress spiritually. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places, by the church manifold word of God, go to 11 please. According to the eternal purpose which he proposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Continue. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. 13. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulation for you, which is your glory. 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pause there. Let's also go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 to 18. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ephesians 6, 13 to 18. I'll bring them together. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. The question we are asking here is, how do we continue the spiritual struggle? in order to achieve growth. The command here, one and foremost, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Continue. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with the truth, that's the word of God, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, purity, the inner man and outward man, gone, and your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We come to some of this point later on. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Spiritual growth. There will be no spiritual growth without struggle. Throughout the Bible, every progress, every milestone, we are usually paved with struggle, and that is true. From the time that God created heaven and earth, even as far back as Genesis, the testimony, the end of the story we hear today in the Bible, like Abraham, the blessed of God. Why was he blessed? Because he listened to the voice of God. What was the process about listening to the voice of God? It was a nightmare struggle for him for 25 whole years. Multi-billionaire. Half hundreds of servants. Richer than any man you can think of in his day. Own a whole city by himself. But does not have a child. And God said to him, you will get a child after certain promise God made. The struggle continued 25 whole years. Nothing happened. One day he finally had a child. And the child grew. And then God put him through a test. And that test was a nightmare because he was ordered to sacrifice his only son. His only son. And the Bible says he wavered not in faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So today it becomes the end of story for us. But that end of story was full of struggle along the way. You should read the whole thing. Let's look at Jacob. In Genesis chapter 32 verse 28. Genesis 32 verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where it said, have thou, that thy name shall be no more called Jacob, but for like a prince hast thou power with God and with men. If you go to some translation, have you struggled with men and with God? Many of the translations say it like that. Have you struggled with God and with men and have prevailed? Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the end of the story. That's how he become blessed. But what has he have to go through to become blessed? I summarize it. He was a supplanter. Right from the womb, the Bible said that he took the heel of his brother's leg, Esau. And so when the other one was burning, he followed right through and he was holding to the heel of his brother. He wouldn't let go. And there was a struggle from that time on. Even the Bible later says, I love this and I hated this. There was struggle between him, Jacob, and Esau throughout from beginning. At a point, by antics with the mother, they took the blessing from the firstborn. And Esau hated him so much that he wanted to kill him. And the mother called Jacob and said, you have to run away for a few days. You can go read it in the Bible. I'm just summarizing this. My son, you have to run away for a few days. After a few days, then when your brother's anger has cooled down, you can come home. Few days of running away to his uncle's house turned to 20 years. The mother has never sent a message for him to come home. Why? because Esau was still angry. Esau was still furious. Jacob went through a lot of struggle. At a point, he wanted a wife. They say, serve 7 years for this wife. He served 7 years. He said, I toiled in the field day and night, among the lions, among the wolves. My sleep was denied of me. At the end, he was denied the wife he wanted, Rachel, and was given Leah. Say, serve another 7 years. He served another 7 years. He said again, after the end, serve another 6 years so that you can get some things so that you can feed your family. He served. That's 20 years. At the end of 20 years, God prospered and blessed him, and his father-in-law and his children wanted to kill him. They were angry with him. That's the struggle he was going through, coming to a point. Then he decided to run away. But where is he going to run away? He's going to run away back to his homeland. So he took his children, he took his cattle, he took whatever he had, and his servants, and ran away in the night. 3 days, nobody knew where he was. And then they found out, they told the father-in-law, your son-in-law that is living in Glendale, and you guys are living in maybe another city, Chandler. He's no more there. We can't see him. And he started chasing him because he wanted to kill him. So Jacob then ran away and was going back to where? Back to his father's house. Before him was trouble. Behind him was trouble. What is the trouble before him? Esau, that he cheated, had promised to kill him. He has nowhere to go. So, one day, on the way, he sent message to his brother Esau. Say, Jacob, your younger brother is coming home. Gave them cattle, gave them so many gifts just to appease him. And I was reading that particular verse. Esau never answered good or bad. All the message that the people he sent to brought back to Jacob was, your brother is coming to meet you with 400 men. What message would that tell you? He has promised to kill you before. He's become a warlord. And he's coming with 400 armed men to slaughter all of us and take his rightful place as the first son. He said that day, Jacob decided to separate his children and his descendants. He said some servants and cattle way front. Second wife, this side. The child and children last. Everybody move on in stages so that if he kills all the first one, the other ones can run away. And then he went across the brook and sat alone. He was man alone. And the Bible says, if we read from, I don't want to read all of them. It said that he was sitting down and mediating and thinking and praying, and the struggle was continued. The end of the line is there. If he goes back, he gets killed. If he gets forward, he gets killed. Started struggling. And that night, he said, a man struggled with him. He happens to be an angel of the Lord. As the struggle continued and it was becoming in the morning, and he wouldn't give up on the struggle, the angel of the Lord asked for release to go. He said, no, I will not leave you until you bless me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the first time his growth started in a great way. He said, today you are no more what? Jacob the supplanter. Today you are now called Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the end of the story. The end of the story is that he now become blessed after a struggle. Many of us are no more willing to struggle. We are no more willing to do those things that it takes to grow as children of God. By becoming dormant Christians. Passive in our action. Passive in every way. Because that means there is no growth. That's why the question, we cannot really answer that question faithfully. The Bible starts to say, we have become lukewarm. There is no burning zeal to excel. The thing that makes us grow as children of God are no more there. But I want to tell you that there is progress when we struggle through. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To prevail, there must be a struggle with God, struggle with man, and struggle with the powers that be, principalities and powers. And that is where some of us don't stand. There are different types of struggle, but these are the major areas that have to be a struggle in your life. When in your marriage, when with your children, when in your workplace, when in the church, the struggle ceases. What do I mean by the struggle? Struggle for growth. What do I need to do to make things better? What do I need to grow? What do I need to move things from status quo, from this kind of attitude, complacency level, to something better? When you don't more care to do things that will make things to grow, it becomes stagnant. There's no more growth. Good morning, good morning. There is no more growth. You have to find a way to continue struggle to get things up. It may be hard, but something has to be done if you want to achieve growth in any area of your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Get it into your head, I wrote here, and strengthen your heart. There will be at least threefold struggle for progress to be made. Two are spiritual, the other ones are natural. At times you feel torn apart trying to balance all these stuff, but I say here it is all good, for in your struggle lies progress. Blessed be the name of the Lord. To avoid fainting in your struggle, avoid throwing the towels and keep the beacon of struggle and progress shining. You must believe that one. And I'm going to name four things that is important. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One, to avoid fainting, because many of us faint. I'm talking with a couple now that decided, I'm tired. I'm giving up. Because of challenges of life. And challenges was high. It was tough. So you have to keep fighting. That is what I'm doing myself. And that is what all of us have to do. The process of growth, to overcome, to excel, has to be met with challenge and resistance. It is the natural order of things. It is way God has made it in the heavens, in the earth, that there have to be a progression. But when you decide not to fight through, then you throw in the towel. But for you not to faint, you have to believe, one, that God promises yea and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I wrote here that where your strength fails, his grace starts. Amen? Continue to believe in God's goodness no matter what. And it is a hard saying. There are about three things that is so hard for me in the Bible. At times I try to make sense of it. The only way I overcome in most cases is just to believe in God's goodness. One of them is said that all things work together for good for them that love God. It is hard for me. I don't know about you. But I believe God by faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will bring the other one as we go along. Believe in God's goodness no matter what, how hard it gets. Two, give thanks for the journey so far. Count your blessings. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One of the hardest, another hard scripture for me is James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Blessed be the name of the Lord. James 1, 2, 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation or struggles or trials. Count it all joy. Think about it. Count it all joy. I don't know about you. I have problem with that. When I'm passing through fire, count it joy. When I'm going through hell, count it joy. When I'm seeing wind, as our people used to say, count it all joy. When I've been torn apart, count it all joy. I have to believe in God's goodness to make that work. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the natural realm does not see it like that. How are you going to count it all joy when things are going south and you wanted it to go? What is opposite of south? North. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You wanted to go north, it's going south. You wanted to go east, it's going west. And you are trying to stem the tide, it's not working. You are holding with all your might, it's like overflowing flood. And the Bible says, count it all joy. Your plans for your children is not working out the way you plan it. Your plan for your husband is going out of portion. Your plan for your wife is not the way you have anticipated it when you say, I do. Your plan for your church. Your plan for this. Your plan for your business. Your bank account is zero. And he say, count it all joy. Read somewhere about people throwing what they call count it all joy party. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some people, they have party for divorce. Some people, they have party for this, party for newborn baby. Some Christians are here started throwing in the midst of their hardship, in the midst of their suffering, in the midst of not knowing what next tomorrow will bring, they are throwing party and say it is count it all joy party. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because through the struggle, because through the nightmare, because through the night, there will be light at evening time. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Weeping may endure for a night, the scripture says, but joy will surely come in the morning. That is where the struggle to for progress comes. Three, refuse to give in to bitterness and despair. Have somebody I'm talking to, he confessed to me his bitterness and despair. But I'm telling you, refuse. You have to decide to refuse when you go through struggles of life. It's easy to give in to bitterness and despair. Against him, against her, against them, against whatever. Refuse to give in into bitterness and despair. People give in easily to despair and bitterness. They take it out on everybody, especially those who are the people close to them, people they love, people that are actually caring for them. Satan now changed your mind view to say they are the cause of your trouble. Maybe that is true. But giving into bitterness and despair, does it solve the problem? No. So the third one you have to learn along the way is to refuse to give in to bitterness and despair. Every day, you have to remind yourself that this is a struggle. And if I overcome this struggle, there is good for me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Number four. Be a student in your struggle, not a victim. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job chapter 23 verse 10. Job 2:3 verse 10. When he's going through the struggle, here is one of his statements towards the end. But he knoweth the way that I take. Amen? Amen. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. That is why he couldn't give in to despair. That is why he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And though the worms and whatever destroys, but say, yet in my flesh I will see God. That's why he was able to forgive those four men who are trying him. That's why he was able to not able to forgive the wife. He was able to forgive them and move forward to Job's end of story. He become richer than he used to be before. He has beautiful children. He has all these things working for him at the last two verses, the summary of the end of story. But you remember what that guy went through. When many of us make mistake when we decide to be a victim in our struggles instead of students. Life challenges come to us for one reason and one reason only. Is that we may learn through that experience, use it to be a blessing to others, and glorify God in it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What you get out of life struggles, the takeaways, is a choice you have to make. Amen? Let's stand on our feet. What you get out of life struggles, the takeaways that you take out of that situation, is a choice you have to make. Can somebody say amen? I start to list the things you can take away or the things you can keep. I told you guys about those seven stages of children, where they can either become trust or mistrust for infancy level, early childhood autonomy versus shame, preschool initiative or guilt, school age industry or inferiority, adolescence level identity or confusion, young adult intimacy or isolation. It's either one way or the other way. I cannot keep two of them. You either keep one or go the other way. The same way I can say to you that you can either decide for joy or bitterness. Amen. You can decide for forgiveness or anger. Amen. You can decide for trust or unbelief, faith or fear, love or hatred, kindness or malice, temperance or self-indulgence. People do this a lot. Destroy so many people. When struggle comes, they go to self-indulgence. They open the bottle of Kai Kai and drink it wholesale. They go for drug to forget. They do everything they can to forget for the moment, but it becomes a problem. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They become self-indulgent. You can decide for gentleness or stubbornness. You can decide for mercy or revenge, peace or worry, hope or despair. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What you take away out of life's struggle is up to you. If you go positively, there is growth in it. If you go negatively, you retard, you go down. Our perspective makes all the difference. Amen? Our life struggles are not designed to make us fall. No. That's one thing I've learned. Our life struggles are not designed by God to make us fall, but to elevate us by grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If your life struggle, you think that is to make you fall, then God is not a faithful God, but he is. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The life struggle you go through, is the purpose is that you might be elevated by God's grace and grow along the way. It doesn't matter what it is, but you have to handle it positively. I make a quote from Martin Luther, who struggles all his life. Fighting for the civil right of people, hating the evil that is taking place in his days. Some of his quotes I got together, added some of my own. Is Martin Luther in his struggle against evil said, "Human progress is neither automatic or inevitable. Every step towards the goal of progress requires sacrifice." Blessed be the name of the Lord. "Suffering and struggle through the tireless exertion and passionate effort of dedicated individuals. They say, and that is what they say, those that will make progress, I can't go back. He said, I can't stay here. I must go forward. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you are struggling, you decided to go back. Go back to what? Become retired. If in your struggle you decided to stay in the status quo, there will never be any growth. To go forward, you have to pass through the fire. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is no way about it. But God is with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Rephrasing it again, human progress is neither automatic nor inevitable. Every step towards the goal of progress requires sacrifice, suffering and struggle through the tireless exertion and passionate effort of dedicated individuals that say, I can't go back, I can't stay here, I must go forward. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Can you put up that hymn, Just As I Am, as we close? Brethren, it pains me at times when I see us giving up or not even making effort to do those things to achieve growth. I'm guilty of it like many of us. Admonition today is that we should fight harder and not relent. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Charlotte Elliot, the lady I put up the hymn and the in the this thing, Just As I Am, without one plea. And he said, but that thy blood was shed for me. And that bids me to come to thee, say, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Her life was full of struggle. I read her life history, some of them. A young woman, beautiful. At a certain age, in her young age, she became sick and became an invalid. She cannot help herself. In those days, we don't have a hoover around or things she used to move around. People have to carry her from point A to point B. Her hope of marriage, her hope of children, her hope of her own family, her hope of even working, of even everything just went flat. She got stranded in life. Miss Elliot could have decided, I'm going to remain in bitterness. But she chose joy. She could have decided, I'm going to remain angry towards God. But no, she chose to be forgiven. She could have decided to remain on unbelief. She chose to trust. Instead of fear, she applied faith. Hatred, she has love. Instead of malice, she turned to kindness. Instead of self-indulgence, she became temperate. Instead of stubbornness, she became gentle. Instead of asking for revenge, she became merciful. Instead of worry, she had peace. And instead of despair, she has hope. She moved to live with her brother in another town. One day, the enemy came with doubts to assail her in the hour of darkness. It happens to all of us. At the moment that these doubts assail her and every other thing turned dark, it happened that her brother and the whole family, there is a bazaar going on in the town, where people dress up in gay clothes and look nice and everybody go have fun, eat and chat and have fun. But she couldn't go because she was an invalid. Everybody dressed up pretty nice and left the house. And Charlotte was left alone. The enemy came with doubt, with struggle. The enemy came with fear, with bitterness, with everything. She said, no, I'm going to turn it around. She took up her pen and started to write. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And she never stopped writing hymns until she passed away. One of her popular hymns is what we are going to sing. God spoke to her heart in that moment and said, just like you are, amen, I will take you. No matter your burdens, no matter your fears, no matter the limitations, I will take you just like you are. So stand with me and sing to God's glory. Just I am without worry, and I belong. Worship.